clearly that want to attend, particularly those that were on the committee, to, I believe, to go over the report and clearly any recommendations where we need to add, modify, change, or whatever they may be. So,
did they bring us copies of the report?
I brought one.
No, I thought Jeff compiled all our stuff.
There's Jeff right
or
there.
Or Richard.
I have not. Yeah, Richard. Any recommendations for change theoretically were sent to Richard. And Jeff, are you going to get those?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you remember some of them? Can we start before he gets back?
Yeah. I couldn't make copies.
Or I tell you what, why don't we go to Councilmember Carlucci first?
Yes, sir.
And get some of his, and then yours will be here in just a minute.
Okay.
Councilmember Carlucci.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We have.
Lord Jesus, son. Okay, can you hear me?
Sure.
All right. Thank you for calling the meeting. I appreciate it. And because I did want to weigh in a little bit on the recommendations, I think you did a very good job on conducting the meeting, meetings that we had on a very difficult subject. And I was glad to be a part of maybe kicking it off a bit with some town meetings. And I appreciated Councilman White and Councilmember Morgan working with me and hosting those meetings. And so I wanted to just make a couple of observations that I'd like to have considered in our recommendations, and I'm not sure maybe one or two of them are already in there, but I received some information from a company, and you always do when you're dealing with garbage. Garbage is gold. I mean, it just is gold. And but I understood from this one particular company that glass would be a better market if it was cleaned better in the process at the facility, and that it could be. And so all I want to do is just say I'd like to have that looked at. If that is true, I don't know whether it is or isn't, but if I was told by a company that cleans glass or that knows if they get cleaner glass, and they suggested that it could be made cleaner at the site that Republic runs, then maybe we could increase our market on glass. And so I guess what I'm saying is to review current market conditions and perhaps new technology for making glass more recyclable. That way we're not just centering in on one particular thing.
Can I interrupt you just for a second?
Yes.
Councilmember Carlucci, this is maybe for OGC. If that issue did not come up during the committee discussions, can you still add it to the recommendations?
Since you discussed, Trisha Bowles for the record, since you discussed glass?
Absolutely.
I would think that Councilman Carlucci can provide his input as to the recommendation in that concept.
I just want to make sure we're on solid ground.
Sure,
And we did discuss glass at length. So can we...
And I was brought that information afterwards, so I understand your concern. And I had one other one, and then I think I'm done.
Okay, why don't we do this? Under the February 17th, there's one about eliminating glass. Why don't we put a second bullet there about...
Cleaning for marketability. Cleaning for marketability.
Yeah, ensuring glass, promoting cleaner glass from residential sites, which may enhance its recycle.
Well,
its ability to be recycled.
According to this company, the I didn't mean to interrupt, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to make sure that it's not like it's all on the public to clean the glass. I'm kind of a fanatic, and I do that anyway because I was part of the recycling program when it started many, many moons ago. But the idea was, and this is not a reflection on Republic, I'm just saying that I was told if Republic could help pull those glass items out and make them a bit cleaner, and there was a way to do that. They said they would be able to take that glass and actually they have some markets for it. So that's why I kind of threw in there the technology part of it, and then you can do with that what you want.
You know, there's nobody here from Republic, but I think we can still include language as such. Mr. Pappas, would you agree?
Certainly. John Pappas, Public Works. Our recycling team indicated that we have been in conversations with the Glass Coalition, and they're the ones engaged in this discussion.
No, I think that's who I may have spoke to.
We're talking with Republic at the MRF, and we've got them talking to each other.
Okay. So just continue those discussions, and I trust our general counsel to know how to put that in the wording. As long as it passes your muster, Mr. Chair.
Oh, no. I would ask Tricia to maybe get some language to my assistant, Nikki, that we can include. And I think it would be a bullet point below the first February 17th bullet. Okay?
Right. I don't want to eliminate that. I want to continue it if at all possible. The other thing that I had in, and I don't want to get into the levels and paying back loans and all that, but I think maybe we'll be blessed with a little bit of luck to pay those loans off with ARP money, if that's indeed where ARP money should go. But I think we should continue the fee, even to the point where there might be an automatic escalator in the fee, so that if we do have to raise rates, it's not done in such a way that it's like a big all at once fee that's maybe an increase that's not palatable to our constituents. But I think I heard from our constituents that, A, why did we let the fee, why didn't we keep track of the cost of the fee? And then why was the fee going to go up so much? So I just would say if we can continue the fee and to explore ways of at some point in the future putting an escalator in that so we don't get stuck in that position again.
Can I make a comment? One, in my discussions with the administration, you cannot use ARP money to reduce debt. So we could not use ARP money to pay off the loan. However, you can use ARP money to cover escalating costs like the rate reviews and such as a part of the solid waste function.
Okay.
And I believe, and I hope and I'm not speaking out of, I think there will be an effort in the 22-23 budget to do that.
Well, here's my point. I don't want to get into those weeds of payback or whatever, and I appreciate you saying that because I thought I heard that this morning. But anyway, I just want to keep I think it's important for the city to keep the fee, and at such time that we are able to consider an escalator of the fee a little bit each year so that we don't fall so far behind and accumulate another big debt.
I looking at the April 7th, 2022 bullet, the comment there is explore the council auditor's suggestions for solid waste fee options. My question is...
Oh, okay. I just see it on the back.
So is that, and I know she presented several options, including escalators, as a part of her recommendations. To me, that would be inclusive of raising the fee, options for escalators and all those things.
Okay.
So would you agree, Kim?
So the recommendation might be just keep the fee.
Okay. I'm fine with that. And I think the discussion about maybe putting it in the general fund kind of died very quickly when many of us said that's not a good idea.
Right.
I think you and I were some of them. So let's put a bullet there about keeping the solid waste fee under the April 7th bullets.
I think I'm through, sir.
Okay. Before I go to Councilmember White, you're good. Okay. Councilmember Morgan.
Okay. Thank you so much. First of all, I will tell you that this was a great list. The February 17th, I did have a problem with that. Two reasons why the recommendation really doesn't stand is because the administration decided to keep class.
Right, and that was probably more my thought than it was the committee's thought, to be very honest. And I think that's the point that you're trying to be kind about.
You know, I love you, Ron.
And I appreciate that, but
so that one, I'm not sure that.
Well, how about if we?
It was discussed.
It was discussed, but how about if we have a recommendation that says glass should be reviewed on a yearly basis?
Yes, and I think it was in the very next one on March the 3rd. It says an annual review of current market conditions.
Why don't
glass.
We eliminate that one?
Okay.
Then? Because that truly was more me and I think less other committee members. So I'm going to scratch. Tricia, do you see that? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so if we do that, then that will certainly make sense with what Mr. Carlucci said.
Right.
And it goes along perfectly with what my suggestion was.
Okay.
I said I agree with the administration's decision to continue it. My recommendation is to take additional steps to ensure we can raise the profit margin. So if there is a way for us to raise the profit margin, I also added that we have Anchor glass container here in Jacksonville, and we should really include them in that conversation because they use this glass. They are a user of glass. And so to me, if we can get them in this conversation, they're already vested in using glass, recycled glass, then I think that that can give us a leg up on this whole conversation about glass. And then I went on to...
Let me stop you there.
Yes, yes.
Before you go, why don't we add a bullet that says explore local companies that may be using glass as a source of purchasing our recycled glass.
Okay.
That would be now the second bullet under February 17th because we eliminated the first bullet.
Correct.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. Next, we talked about education, and so under the educational component, I wanted to be sure that we do two things. Number one, we have had solid waste special committees before. I think we need to make sure that we have revisited everything that they looked at to see where they were versus what we are saying. And wasn't it a while ago when maybe on my first term?
There have been a couple.
Yeah, exactly. And see, that's what I'm saying. So it's like I just want to be sure that we have already looked at that and, you know.
Well, one of the things we did last year is I introduced legislation which mandates the yearly review of
mm-hmm.
solid waste, which includes recycling.
Yes.
That is to come to the TEU committee. I believe it's by March 1st.
To the chair. I think we altered it because of budgets and when expenses and expenditures came in. But, yeah, it's somewhere around that time.
Okay.
So that should be the place, and I think TEU committee is the is the location that should get that report and analyze it and come up with some recommendations before the budget year.
And to that, certainly – comparing year to year those reports, I think, gives you kind of that same...
That historical perspective, you know, just keeping it there to make sure. And I just think that that keeps us from just getting back in the rat in the hole, you know. So let's keep ourselves out of the hole. One of the other things that I recommended that this... Oh, I saw you laugh on that one. I saw you laugh. No, not you, Trish, him. But anyway, the other thing was, with what we were talking about, the bill that's up now about the waste haulers, I was going to say revisiting waste hauler contracts to strengthen the city's position contractually. And this is something that you are already doing. And so I guess with me putting that in there, I love it. So let's keep that going. And then the last thing was education. Educational town hall meetings like Mr. Carlucci did, going around our town. Education, generously funding the budget with education, because what we are finding out is we know we can talk all day till we're blue in the face, but until there is real education on the streets with our constituents, with our children, with our families, it's for naught.
That's right.
We placed $250,000 in that recent omnibus bill that included the airport money and such for recycling education. I've not had a discussion. I know there was some discussion about some type of magnet. I'm not sure if that's the direction the administration is going in. John, can you address
that? We've not moved forward with anything yet. We would certainly work in concert with you guys for that. I will say that the educator, I agree, 110%. I think that's the most critical thing, especially on the recycling side. And I think as soon as we get the Waste Wizard, which is soon to start, and then we pick the date when we're going to start that recycling audit, basically, going
yes.
to each bin. We've still not done that yet because we wanted to make sure everybody was back into the process. But I think those are going to reap
yes.
incredible benefits.
You know, John, I am in my neighborhood when I leave on recycling day. I always look at those that are open a little bit just mm-hmm. to see kind of what's in it. And I want to scream because I see them open and I see a plastic bag sticking out. And I say to myself, of all the education we've done about not putting recyclables into a plastic bag, it still occurs, and I'm sure it occurs a lot, and it's
Mr.
so
Chair,
frustrating.
It is such a big city. We think everybody's hearing what we're trying to say, but it's such a big city. Listen, I need to scoot. I just want to thank you for a job well done. I have enjoyed working with my colleagues on this committee. I also want to thank our staff for Public Works, Will, our auditors, and I also want to thank Nikki, because every time I needed something from Nikki, bang. Johnny on the spot. She did a great job. And so I'm not so sure about Chet, but Nikki did a great job. Not teasing Chet.
Well,
anyway, thank you all.
Thank you all. Is there any – I think that's all the recommendations we had. Does anyone else want to recommend anything? If not, then
– can we put – we can recommend Will and Pappas to get a raise.
We can do that.
Hey, Will!
So, Trish, if you'll work with Nikki to get the language in, and then we will release this report to the council and to the public, hopefully within the next week or so.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming, and this meeting is now adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Council Member.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I hope
those
were good.
Huh?
I hope those were good.
No, they were very good. I thought it was a very useful committee.
Okay.
I thought we got a lot of good stuff. I thought.